buying more time. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Senate voting 71-19 to approve a one-week extension to government spending authority.
As negotiators continue working behind the scenes on a much broader bill, a more than $1.5 trillion package that would fund the full government through September.
Fox's Jared Halperin. The Senate has also approved $850 billion in defense spending.
The bill authorizes a 4.6% pay increase for military service members, directs more funding and military aid for Ukraine and Taiwan, and would do away with the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, a provision Republican lawmakers have pushed for. It passed the House in a 350-80 vote last week and heads to President Biden to sign into law just before the year-end deadline.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin reports the Senate rejected an amendment to return to active duty service persons who were discharged for refusing the COVID vaccine. COVID deaths are trending upwards again.
So far nationally, in our analysis of the data, death numbers are just beginning to rise. We obviously want to make sure that does not go any further.
It's White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha also announcing the government is once again offering free COVID testing kits. There is a new health worry.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention looking into a possible spike in U.S. cases of infections among children caused by the bacteria known to lead to strep throat. Doctors say that bacteria can cause serious illness. The World Health Organization says there's been a spike in several European countries since September.
Fox's Jill Nato. The Biden administration's plans to end the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers have been dashed again by a federal judge in Texas refusing to lift an earlier order that says the state of Texas deserves a full hearing on its lawsuit to keep the policy in place. Thursday night football, the 49ers beat the Seahawks 21-13, clinching the NFC West title. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An Afghan soldier who worked with American forces during the war in Afghanistan is facing deportation from the U.S. for sneaking into the country.
Abdul Wasi Safi was trained by the U.S. military to be an elite special forces commando in Afghanistan. When the last U.S. plane left Kabul, Safi went into hiding, moving from safe house to safe house arranged by U.S. veterans. Now, Abdul Wasi sits in a Texas prison facing deportation back to Kabul. He described a year-long treacherous journey through 10 countries in which he was robbed, tortured, and beaten. On September 30th, after months of trying to use a special immigrant visa to enter the country legally, Abdul Wasi crossed over the Rio Grande into the United States. A Border Patrol agent found him after following his footprints and charged him with a federal crime for illegally entering the country.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon reports Abdul Wasi has a court hearing on January 10th. Anxious moments in the Far East. A small earthquake reported very near North Korea's nuclear testing site, but South Korea's meteorological agency assesses the quake was natural in origin. A tourist campground in Malaysia has been buried under tons of mud and debris from a landslide. 16 people have been killed. Another 17 are missing, but 53 people have been rescued. As the holidays come rushing toward us, travel is picking up, but there still are some deals to be had.
AAA predicts 2022 will be the third busiest year for travel in more than two decades, estimating that from December 23rd to January 2nd, more than 120 million people will venture 50 miles or more away from home. AAA says the busiest and most expensive day to fly is expected to be this Saturday, but there will be some really good fares on Monday and Tuesday. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.